Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 5th, 2008, responds to the overtime loss to the Titans and prepares Packer Nation for Viking Week. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
I don't want to be rude, but I mean, we're 4-4. We're 4-4 for a reason. We haven't made plays in critical times of football games.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll dissect the heartbreaker in Nashville and get everyone ready for the folly that is Brad Childress and his Vi-Queens. So let's get started.
And you know we get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Donald Driver.
Tying a Packer record.
Darren College.
Substituting fantastically at left tackle.
Michael Montgomery.
Sacking a guy who's only been sacked three times on the year.
And we got the bad. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, buddy, two turnovers, not good.
Jason Spitz.
Causing the third down play to fail at the end of regulation.
Tremont Williams.
Why are you playing off 10 yards and inside leverage when you know they have 10 yards to go and they want you to play inside leverage?
And we got Nick Barnett in the ugly, getting blown up.
Wow, is he? I mean, just awful.
Oh, and by the way, I want to add Jermichael Finley to that list.
You know,
which Iron Man says is Jermouthly. That's his new nickname.
Exactly. You know, I gotta say, I obviously made Good, Bad, and the Ugly first thing in the morning, come into the office on Monday morning. I make Good, Bad, and the Ugly. I put it up, and then I start reading my Packer coverage. And then I read Finley's quote, which if you haven't read about it, I'm sure you have. If you're listening to this podcast, you most likely know what we're talking about. If you don't, check out the blog.
Go to the forum and yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Wow, is this kid stupid?
Yeah.
He's basically like,
he's basically being T.O. trying to call out Rodgers.
Really? Wow. And you know what was great is they asked him about it. They asked McCarthy about it in his press conference today. And here's what coach had to say.
Yes, we had a conversation. It went well. I talked a lot. Not a lot. It's over with. So he made a mistake.
And the mistake that he made was talking to a reporter and saying the likes of, and I quote, really, he didn't throw it good at all, to be honest. I just think he knows my game. Coaches know my game. I'm more like a run and jump. I'm really not no back shoulder or whatever he had going on that back there. They just have to know what kind of player I am and use me in that aspect of the game.
What an idiot! Oh my God.
Unquote.
Oh my God.
Unquote before the what an idiot part.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He actually sat down and said that to somebody.
Okay.
With a notepad or a microphone in his face. It's just it's incredible.
It really is.
I mean, just now we know why he hasn't had anything thrown.
Yeah,
his
when
way
everybody
all year.
Goes, what's going on with Jermichael?
What's going
That's
on
what's going on.
Jermouthly. Good Lord. Oh, and as I think it was Foster Flakes at the old live chat today, before our podcast recording this evening. Gosh, it would have been awfully nice to have Tony Gonzalez targeted on those passes rather than Jermouthly.
Hey, I think Tony Gonzalez can catch the ball over his back shoulder.
Yeah, I think he's got back shoulder or whatever else is going on back there.
As an aspect to his game.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Anyway, talking about a great game, nonetheless.
What a great game. What a great
overtime.
Game. It's one of those games, and it's kind of a cliche, but it's true, and most cliches are cliches because they're true. It was just an incredible football game that it was just insanely unfortunate that somebody had to lose.
Yeah.
And it sucks even more that it was the Packers.
That it was a game the Packers could have easily won.
Easily. And that's an eminently beatable team. You know, it's, yeah, they're
8-0.
But
in the NFL, you got to give props to undefeated teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what?
Tough to do.
They did a lot better against our receivers than I thought they would.
No, that's true. Although, Donald Driver was just tearing them up in the second half.
Donald Driver was ridiculous.
Like, every time they tried to squat on a route, he was like, oh, you like this? Yeah, I'm going to go deep now.
Yeah.
See ya. It was great.
Clearly, most teams in the NFL have a really good number one cornerback, and a lot of them don't have a good number two, and the Titans don't have a good number two.
That's for sure. Holy
but
cow.
I personally think the reason we lost that game is because of the defense, and I only say that because...
You are insane.
I only say that because our defense, as we all know, in the last 2 weeks, has ranked number one in interceptions. And an interesting stat, opposing quarterbacks against our defense this year, an average quarterback passing rating of 59.9%.
That is pretty incredible.
That's impressive.
Of course, you know.
That's number one in the NFL.
Peyton Manning is the only decent quarterback they've faced.
True, and there's going to be haters out there, I understand.
And
but,
not hating, I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying that you have, okay, and everybody knows, Aaron Rodgers' first year, you got to give the kid a chance, you got to give this offense, while it's amazing, there's a lot of questions, and let people grow. And the offensive line grew. It has been growing consistently. It's like a high yield dividend stock, like
don't
Johnson and Johnson.
I get this
it's like
all day. I don't need it
day,
now. Come
every day
on
you
now.
Get like a 2% bump, and
stop,
then you end
stop,
the week with a
stop. Lord.
It's slowly. It's slowly.
It's
but
growing.
It's growing.
Improving.
Besides sitting, you know.
Oh.
But the defense, it's something we're supposed to hang our hat on. This secondary, Kerry Collins.
Yeah.
Seriously? Now, apparently. I will say the defense, 2 sacks against the Tennessee Titans, a team that had 2 sacks.
All year.
All year.
Thank you.
Michael Montgomery stepping the F up.
I mean, he was incredible on that sack. He just went right by the guard and said, see ya.
But Al Harris comes in, does a wonderful job, and him and Nick Collins can't talk and don't get interceptions. And honestly, this, if we don't get interceptions, there was a time in the third quarter where we have to get an interception, and that's the only way we're going to win the game.
Yeah, but no, I don't agree. It's, I mean, they held them to, up until that final drive, they held them to 57 yards on the half. That's ridiculous.
It
for
is
an
ridiculous.
NFL team to only gain 57 yards.
And
in,
those 2 sacks weren't in garbage time. Those two
no,
sacks
those
were in the third quarter.
Those were the start of the third
they were,
quarter.
They were, we have to get a stop here
yeah, and
to
they did.
Keep in the game.
And they put them at 3 and out a couple of times. I mean, it's just, the defense played well enough to win. Rodgers said
but there
so
were
himself.
Balls, 3 or 4 balls
look,
in their right. hands.
Look, listen.
When the ball's in your
they,
hand and you don't catch it.
You're right. You're right. If they catch those interceptions,
one
the
of
Packers
them,
win
one,
that game.
Just
I know,
one.
I understand that. The Packers win that game, but they didn't, and they still played well enough to win. The offense was in the red zone 4 times and scored 1 touchdown. That is insanely unacceptable.
That's rinky-dink.
It is. Well, and another problem, of course, is that you're throwing to JerMichael Finley down in the end zone. You should never be doing that. Obviously, we know that now. I hope Mike learned his lesson.
Well, as long as you're not throwing over his back shoulder.
Or whatever else you got going on back there. We got to come up with a theme song for JerMichael Finley.
Well, and I think you're right. Look,
whatever else you got going on back there.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over, we win the game too. So
exactly. And I just think, especially, again, he's got the game there for the taking. He's got the drive. They're driving. And I also found this interesting. Mike McCarthy, both in his post-game press conference and his Monday press conference, said, we got down and I wasn't happy with the decision-making in the red zone. Now, I buy that. I get that. But some of that, you know, decision-making critique has got to be turned on himself. And every time he's questioned about it, he says, oh, I'm happy with the call. I'm happy with the call. But are you really happy with the 3rd and 8 call of a screen?
To Jackson.
Well. When we haven't run the screen well all year. We've
you know what I say
success.
About play calling, though?
No, look, I know.
Because
I realize that.
You don't have
Do you
all
really
of the variables.
Do you feel comfortable with a call to JerMichael Finley twice in crucial situations? I mean, there are histories here that you've got, you know. So well, did he turn that critique onto himself? You know, that's what I want to know.
Well,
because
speaking
there were
of history,
more than a couple questionable decisions made from the coaching sidelines.
Speaking of history.
Yes.
The future is now.
It is indeed.
Aaron Rodgers signed in 2014.
Wow. And 20 mil something is prorated to this year.
Mm.
Like his salary went up to like $12 million
wow.
from like $700,000 or something. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Redonkulous.
How would you like that? Here you go. Here's 10
okay.
mil this year.
It'd be all right.
It's nice that they front loaded it though, I will say.
Well, and that's since.
That's why they did the deal now. It
Andrew
is
Brandt
early.
Talked about it a long time ago and then again on when he started the National Football Post about how they're issuing signing bonuses. And again, Rodgers' contract does not have a signing bonus. It's all, you know, they guarantee as much money up front as they can, and then they, you know, they pay guaranteed, well, not guaranteed, but they have, like, you know, workout bonuses and other participation bonuses, and then they have the salaries, which aren't guaranteed.
No,
so
they're not.
It's like Woodson's contract, you know? They paid him, they took their medicine up front, they paid the $10 million, and now they've got a very Packer-friendly contract.
Well, and there's and the best thing about it is they're under the cap now still.
There's still like $8 million under the cap. I mean, that's yeah. ridiculous. That's just great cap management. And again, people were giving Russ Ball a lot of grief in the summer for his, you know, dealings with Ryan Grant. I just like to point out he did a great, great job with Rodgers' contract. You know, just want to give him a little shout out.
I think you have to pull the trigger with this based on his play so far. The kid's been gutsy. He's done everything. He's answered a lot of questions. And, you know, there still is a question. Does he really see the third and fourth wide receiver in every play that he has more than a three-step drop?
Probably not, but that will come, and it's an investment for
just
the future.
Just need some experience, right?
You know? Well, that's what they say. And the adage is that you need 10 starts to evaluate a quarterback, and
he's
had seven.
Yep.
And
well,
Thompson likes what he sees.
Let's hear what he had to say about his fumble during the game.
Well, I mean, they brought five. They're playing pretty much man across the board, and Bullock dropped off. Probably should have... just stuck it into Rubel. It was going to be a tight window, but I should have got it out of my hand. And when I didn't do that, I came back and felt him, and I just couldn't get my other hand on the ball. And unfortunately, you know, made a turnover. Defense held him to three, but that's the margin of victory right there.
This week in the Packer Bowl.
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. Someday, ladies and gentlemen, when Cheesehead TV is actually on TV, you're going to get to enjoy the Corey Banky dance that gets done every time that music plays.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody who was on the live chat tonight.
Yeah, live chatting.
Packer Fan Forum, live chat 8 to 9 Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday and game day.
And hey, I had my first game day chat experience on Sunday. And,
it's good stuff.
It was great.
It's nice because there's people who have the game on DirecTV, mm-hmm. have the game on Superfan, have the game on all the ways you can listen or
radio,
watch the game. Or
internet,
maybe they're
at
work,
all.
They don't have anything. And right. so they come to us, everybody rants about what they need to rant about. Everybody, it's nice.
It's
nice.
Great. Somebody somebody this past week said, that's the first time I've ever cheered and... chatted at the same time.
Yeah, that's
like,
funny.
Something happened. I don't remember what it was. But it was great.
Well, it's fun, especially like when Donald Driver scores a touchdown because everybody's like, Driver! It's like you can see who has the feeds first. And I don't know. It's kind of nerdy, but at the same time, it's nice.
I think we've established our nerddom at this point.
Yeah, anybody listening to this podcast knows that we're a nerd. I mean, that we're nerds.
Plural. So thanks for joining us on our chats. In the blogosphere this week, I'd like to point out a post from our old friend Brian over at Railbird Central.
Oh, what, the Titletown Award winner for Best Packer Blog?
Hey, man, don't look at me. He won the award, and then he gave up. He never posts anymore. He doesn't love us.
Well, apparently he does post. He posted a article about Josh Sitton.
He did, and the thing was, is like after the game, I didn't think Sitton, you know, I didn't think anything of Sitton. I thought, yeah, he held his own. But then Brian posted and said what a terrible game Sitton had. He had a couple instances to point out, and kind of went back and watched the game, and he was right. Sitton had a pretty terrible game. It was a very astute observation, And the kind of thing that I miss from Railbird Central.
Railbird Central, you're missed. You know, I kind of expect that kind of game from a rookie. But
right.
I don't necessarily expect that kind of game from a veteran who wears the number 56.
Wow. What has happened to Nick Barnett?
What has happened to the linebacking core of the Green Bay Packers? Once held up by yours truly, which probably says something in and of itself, as
the strength of the defense?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just you. Going into the season, everyone thought that the linebacking core was the strength of the team. I mean,
now we know it's the secondary and even the defensive line. If we can find a defensive end now with how we haven't talked about KGB.
KGB.
Gone. Goodbye.
Out the door. Hey, he's a true Packer. He's a class act. I wrote on the blog, I'll always remember preseason last year when he predicted that the Packers were going to the Super Bowl. Everyone thought he was crazy. And they were, an overtime away. He's just a great guy.
I love KGB. I always have. But I wrote a post about it preseason where it was basically put up or shut up, because you can't get paid in the NFL. If you are one of the top five earners, you're looked at differently than everybody else. And what you get has to balance with what you give.
Absolutely.
And statistically, he wasn't getting it done. And no. He had a half sack.
I know. For like $8 million a year.
You're the pass rush specialist. That's like that's like having no home runs. I don't know enough about baseball, but I would assume that
my ears.
I would assume that if you were
the
designated hitter, you'd need to get home runs.
Oh, I'm saying that word. Oh, don't say that either. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay, are we done? We're done talking about that sport that shall not be named.
Anyway, the linebackers, right. And moving on to the linebackers not being able to blitz.
They can't blitz. And this is the thing. I wrote on the blog this week that Bob Sanders is in a predicament. I've given him all told amounts of grief here, but he is in a predicament because he doesn't know how to design a defensive back blitz. That's become very, very apparent. Every time he sends either Woodson or Williams, there's a monster gap in coverage that gets exploited by the quarterback. It's ludicrous. But he can design a linebacker blitz. He's done it well. He's got a couple that he's called, and he calls them well. He's calling them at the right time.
Well, apparently according to Bob McGinn, he called over 30% of blitzing.
More than he has all year.
Yep.
And the thing is, he called it the linebacker dogs and blitzes really well this past week, but they just can't get home. There was the one time when I can't remember who it was, somebody hit Collins, and that was the pop-up ball that Harris and Collins fought over. But other than that, Hawk goes flying in there, and if he meets any resistance, he just gives up. Or he, plays patty cake with the guy. I mean, Barnett is a total loss. And the Papinga, all offseason, again, this goes back to show me,
Mm-hmm.
All offseason, we read about how we were going to see the 2-4, which we did see for a couple snaps, but, all these different formations that were going to free up Papinga to show his pass rush capability. Wow.
Well,
wow, has that not happened
The biggest problem, though, with the linebacking core is, and the blitzing problem is problematic, but ideally you want somebody who is Chiller plus Papinga.
Yeah, put together. You don't want to be two guys.
You don't want two guys so that then on second down you got to have the cover guy in, and on third and eight you keep him in instead of putting in the blitzer or having
And meanwhile you've got a guy who is the fifth overall pick out of the entire NFL draft who can't rush the quarterback and who can't cover. So wait a second, he's a one down guy, he can play first down. Oh, by the way, they're gaining 5 yards per rush on first down.
Ouch.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and honestly, now that KGB's gone, guess who moves up the top five list?
Michael Montgomery? Or are you talking about salary? are you speaking salary or
salary?
Or place
I'm just
in
saying,
line?
Like the target just gets on your back. The more money you make, the bigger
funny,
the
though?
Target.
You know who has the now it's Aaron Rodgers because he has the $12 million. But
it's
who it is other than Rodgers? Charles Woodson. So that makes sense.
Oh,
I mean, that man's delivering.
It's delivered, and FedEx already sent the other shipments.
I mean, that guy is living up to his contract.
So is Jared Allen playing?
I don't know. Mind games.
I'm not afraid of Jared Allen.
I'm not either, just because Clifton's owned him for the last two games he's played.
If Clifton doesn't get sick, which apparently he's healthy and everything's okay.
He'll be fine. But it's like Jared Allen came out today and said, yeah, I've got a third degree sprain in my shoulder, which is akin to like not being able to play at all. We'll see. I mean, I think he's lying. We'll see.
I don't even care. Like, I just, right, well, I hate the Vikings.
Here's
so
the thing. Yeah, it's a huge
it's annoying.
Game. That's the problem. Is that like,
it is
yeah,
a huge game.
I don't
game.
Care, but it's a monster game. The next two games are the season for the Packers. And we haven't talked about this, but it's the truth.
It is
these
the
next
truth.
Two. They're not getting in as a wild card. It's just not going to happen. There are too many good teams in the NFC.
Here's something that Packer fans might not know. Packers, 6-0 in domes.
That is a shocking statistic, and I will admit, I did not know that.
Under Mike McCarthy.
Right.
So, of course,
I
you
assumed.
Know, there's
I
a
mean,
caveat.
I wasn't adding Mike
Sherman. They played in
that
more
list.
Than six domes, obviously.
But, you know, it's a huge game. The Bears game is going to be even more monstrous, but this game, they got to win.
Got
to
win.
You know, Childress hasn't shown anything close to the ability to beat McCarthy. So
I'm so glad that Brad Childress is the coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
And we say it every time we
Makes
face him.
Makes me so happy.
It's Viking week. We hate him. Major Dad. You're a goon.
Major Dad.
I can't stand
Major
him.
Dud.
I'm so glad he never came to that interview
oh,
with
I'm
Ted
so
Thompson.
Happy.
The only thing that, you know, the only way they beat us is if Adrian Peterson just goes nuts. You know, it's the only way. So they got to load up on first down, and we'll see what happens. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.